Today is January the 19th, 2022. Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program. And for this school year, we are reading through the promises of God, praying those promises, and praising God using His Word. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our holy, holy, holy God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, you are Adonai, the breath of life, the caretaker and our designer, everlasting to everlasting and faithful each new day. Lord, you are gorgeous, and you are here with us right now. Emmanuel is your name. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Oh, Lord, you are just and kind, our leader and the Messiah, the name above all names and omnipotent in everything that you do. You have perfect power, and you are the quintessential essence of all that has ever been and will ever be. You are our Redeemer, our Savior, and the God who is the teacher of teachers. Ubiquitously ours and so very good. Lord, you have wonder-working powers and you are exquisite in your ways. Your name is Yeshua and you are the God of Zion. Oh Lord, blessed be your holy name. We cry out to you because we just want to love you. We want to love you and we want to love our neighbor as ourselves. And our neighbors are those in our school community, beyond our families, and beyond our physical neighbors. Lord, bless all those that we interact with each day. Help the students especially to see you through us. Help our colleagues to know you so that they too will be in love with you. Oh, gracious God, thank you for loving us first. And thank you, Father, for those who try to lead us. They're just humans like us, Lord. Help us to have mercy and grace towards them, as they are struggling too. Lord, I especially want to encourage the ones who want to get out of education. It's hard. There's no doubt about it. But Lord, you have placed them in their position for such a time as this. Oh Lord, give them the strength and courage that they need. For you are a God of power and strength and love and hope. Oh Lord, we bow before you and look to you for all things, and we pray in the most holy name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. Today's promise is so wonderful, and it comes from Matthew 25, verse 34. The Word of God, Matthew 25, verse 34. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." The Word of God, Matthew 25, verse 34. Praise God for his hopeful and amazing word. And now, my friends, let me pray this scripture with you. Dear Father, what a day this will be. Our King will gather your people who will be on your right side and present us before you. Oh Lord, I can't even fathom this day, but yearn for it from the depths of my heart. This is the ultimate promise for all believers when we hear you say, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Oh, let this reminder give strength and courage to all our educators in these very difficult times. We are working for the Lord Jesus. This is our eternal retirement. Hallelujah to the Lord. We praise you and pray in the mighty name of King Jesus. Amen. And yes, my friends, there's a beautiful image card ready to be shared in the foreground of the sunrise, or just a bunch of seagulls. It's just funny how no matter where I am, the sun rises, the birds come out. It's as if they are singing and they know that they are praising the Lord. Almost every picture tends to have a bird in it. So praise God for the wonderful birds and the beautiful sunrises he prepares for us each day, even if we don't see them. Now, I wrote you a little note about this particular promise, my friends. I'd love to read for you. God has prepared a place for us since the creation of the world. This gives us unbelievable awe. It is our hope and salvation and reason that we desire all people to come to Him. In our zeal, we would love to bring the good news to every child, every adult, and every human connection in our school life. But we also know that we must be lawful. The First Amendment states that Congress shall make no law establishing a religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Friends, we are Congress when we're on the clock. We work for the government. We do not proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior from the front of our classrooms, but we do walk His walk and love those we encounter. We also have the First Amendment gift of nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof, which affords us the legal right to have prayer and Bible study groups with our colleagues. We can also smile, as our students have the total right to free expression of their religion as long as they are not interrupting instruction. His kingdom is coming, and we yearn for all to come in His timing and in His will. Oh, friends, we have said the promise. We have prayed the promise. And now let us praise God using the Word of God. Our praise for today comes from Psalm 148, verse 3. And it says, "Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars." That's Psalm 148, verse 3. And we do praise Him with all of the heavenly beings. Amen. Now, there's two things that we do each day on Around the Word in 180 days, and that is to remind you of our 1:16 p.m. prayer prompt and also to read our daily devotional. Today, on January the 19th, we're going to be praying to remember that the Spirit is our advisor. That's one of God's names, is Counselor. And so let us go to our advocate, the Counselor, and remember that's the counseling that is really going to count. And so when 1:16 rolls around and your alarm goes off and you don't remember the prompt, don't you worry. Just pray. They're just there to have a little variety. And so, my friends, we pray at that crazy time because of Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes, first to the Jew, and then to the Greek." And we're believing in the unity of prayer. So I look so forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. And now let me read our beautiful daily devotional written by Clara Ruffin. This one's a classic. It's so good. And I encourage you to share it. I put it on the Christian Educator Facebook page this morning because it's that good. And I rarely do that, so enjoy. This is from Clara Ruffin. "Teaching for Him" is the title Clara gave this devotional. The prayer: "Please help us today, Lord, to remember we are working for You above all. Amen." The scripture Clara chose is 2 Timothy 1:7. "For He has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." A collective shudder went around the entire school as word spread like wildfire that the Thompsons had come to school. Ugh, the way the doors slammed, you would have thought the school was being invaded by aliens instead of difficult parents. The school went into a veritable lockdown. The purpose of their visit was to select a classroom teacher for their son entering sixth grade. Oh, I knew I'd be chosen to teach that boy, despite my gender. I just knew it. Yet when I was summoned to come into the corridor to meet the obviously very educated parents, anger mixed with fear. "Why me?" I moaned. The boy's father was pompous, hostile towards Christians, and gave a new meaning to the word argumentative. Involved in over 50 lawsuits and known to disrupt school board meetings, they now wanted me to teach their son, whom they considered to be a near genius. After observing my teaching style and interactions with my students, I was chosen it. I left the school that day in great heaviness of spirit And sleep did not come easy that night. Very early the next morning, as I was pouring out my complaint to the Lord, I distinctly heard God ask me, "Will you teach this boy for me?" Oh, that settled it then. I would teach the student for him. During the course of days and weeks, I discovered the student was a rather ordinary, very average boy who did well in some subjects and not so well in others. I liked him, though, and unknown to him, sympathized with him over the fact that his parents were very difficult and angry. Their aspirations for their son far exceeded his ability. Have you ever had to deal with parents like that? I call them parents of reputation. They're pushy, insulting, and inspire fear. While you feel you could teach just about any student, you feel you don't want to get entangled with a certain type of parent. It brings us back to these questions. Why are we educators? What is our purpose? How are we to approach any given assignment? Certainly not with trepidation and fear. We must remember that we are his representatives and ambassadors in the workplace. We teach for him. And that, my friends, was Clara Ruffin with her devotional called Teaching for Him. And now, dear friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of our promise for today from Matthew 25, verse 34. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Oh, Lord, you are so good to us. What a promise. What a forward look. What an amazing gift to help us each day when we struggle. You have prepared a place for us in the kingdom. It doesn't get any better than that, Lord. Forgive our unbelief. We come before you with open hands and a humble heart and praise you and thank you this day for all that you do for us. And we ask in the holy and righteous name of Jesus the Christ, amen. And now, to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.